This is a book about why art matters, an apologetic for art. To give you a hint, I'm going to argue that art matters because people matter, and art is the voice of the human spirit. Art speaks for those who cannot be heard, and their voice matters because they bear God's image. While we're at it, I'll give you more. Art matters because it points to the presence of God, the ultimate maker and creator. Art matters because it reminds us of who we are, where we have come from, and how the journey ends. Art matters because it abides with us through the storm. It lights a candle when night falls. It salves the soul and quickens the mind. Art matters because it asks important questions, puts grief into words, and finds colour for joy and songs for lament. Art matters because it embodies ideas, causing nations to rise and dictators to fall. Art matters because beauty matters, and true beauty is the glory of God. Art matters because you matter, and you are made in the image of God. This is a book for artists, but artists come in various forms. Some paint, sculpt, draw, and make films. Others take photographs, write, design, dance, set up small businesses, plant churches, and write reviews. Some do this in a professional capacity, while others make art in their spare time. All will find this book helpful. If you are an entrepreneur, church leader, teacher, or tutor, you will also find relevant ideas in this book. Indeed, this is a book for all who are interested in creative culture or influenced by it. If you go to art galleries, visit the theatre or cinema, read books and magazines, watch TV or wear clothes, you are interacting on some level with the creative arts. Therefore, this is a book for you. I am an artist and I am a Christian. I write from within these two worlds. To me, they coexist like the warp and the weft, intertwined like the great adventure of life together. A tapestry of art, faith, family, hope, grief and joy. Of holy communion, yellow ochre and smoky bacon crisps. At times pulling against one another, tugging and fraying, yet at other times aligning like a perfect union in unexpected ways or the tension of opposites. In this book, I explore the creative arts through the lens of Christian faith. Some might consider faith to be a naive, irrelevant, or outdated way of thinking. But I encourage you to read on. I hope my conclusions will resonate with you, even if we don't share the same starting point. As an artist, I cut my teeth in the UK art scene, training at the Glasgow School of Art, Wimbledon School of Art, and Leith School of Art, where I now teach. I live and work in London, and I exhibit at various galleries and art fairs, both in the UK and further afield. I write from within that art world and will share a few stories of its curiosities along the way. Yet, this book is not a memoir or a how-to guide. There are other places for that. Instead, I offer reflections on why art matters from someone who makes it, lives it, and loves it, and hopes that you will too. At times, it may become philosophical, argumentative, even theological, and I hope that overall the warps will meet the wefts. If you research my name online, you will find some of my paintings. If you are new to my work, you might be forgiven for thinking you are looking at strips of masking tape and postcards on paper.